You know, when you talk about drama, we have to play cinematic music. Welcome to the Rant Network. This is a podcast where your hosts, me, Stuart Brisgell, that David Solomon, as we peel back layers on a multitude of topics without holding anything back. Go figure. Here is all about raw, unfiltered dialogue that serves as an outlet to voice opinions, ideas, and share experiences from every corner in life. As we dive into the quirkiness of pop culture, politics, and the existence just with us, whether it's venting over life's daily frustrations or tackling big questions that shape the world, where there's lots of place to rant about it, welcome. Guys, get comfortable as we rant Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern, and today is the end of the week. You know, most people don't like history, and David, who's a history major, loathes when I start quoting history. So here's a history lesson, guys. In World War II, how many people do you think were civilians that were killed by the United States? There's an estimate of 246,000 to 978,000 were massacred by American forces that were purely civilians. Now, I want you to understand. So as a direct result of post 9/11, in the modern era, 432,000 civilians died violently by the hands of the U.S. government. However, when seven aid workers who are in a war zone get blown up, it's condemnation. Hang on a second, David, let me say this again. When 432,000 civilians are massacred post 9/11, it's crickets on the world stage. Now, I blame a Kamala Harris for being an ignorant moron. I blame the Biden administration for being a puppet for whoever will give you Biden dollars. But David, here we are today, where a country unprovoked had a massacre of epic proportions at the scale beyond 9/11 and at the scale of World War II. Yet the United States wants Israel to take a chill, make a peace deal with a terrorist organization that's listed on the U.S. list. An elected government called Hamas, backed by the Ayatollah Khomeini, ordered an attack on October 7th where they beheaded women, children, and babies. This isn't fiction. This isn't drama. This is real life. There are women being raped, families being massacred at the hands of Hamas terrorists by the order of Iran, the Ayatollah. So now, you want civility? You want peace? Come on, David, how do you really feel about this?
Well, you know, the thing which is amazing is the hypocrisy. And I'll start with my government prime minister, Justin Dum Dum Trudeau, who stands there and he knows from his wealth of military experience that civilians should never die, that Israel was guilty of being negligent in killing those aid workers. And Israel should be, like, he threw Israel under the bus like a typical chicken shit leader, chasing votes because he's losing the Arab vote. Well, Mr. Biden, apparently you and Justin Trudeau have one thing in common. You're afraid of losing the Arab vote, which is equated to Michigan, apparently. So you and Kamala decide we're going to go on a speaking tour and we're going to rip the living crap out of a conservative leader's war of existence. Stuart, let me say that again. This is an opposing politician. It's not a Democrat. They're more Republican, more conservative thinking. It's an existential threat. And yet Joe Biden and his puppet Kamala Harris spew stupidity from the from the press conferences, from the pulpit, and the entire Biden administration continues to condemn Israel on 7 aid workers. Stuart, when the United States was in Afghanistan, they killed 10 people, 7 children. And it took weeks for the Biden administration to go, oops, that was a mistake. That wasn't supposed to be. We thought it was a target. Weeks, Stuart. Where was the condemnation from the United Kingdom? Where were the resolutions from the United Nations? Where were UK and Canada to condemn the United States for murdering and killing, consciously targeting, that's what they're being accused of, Israel, consciously targeting civilians? Israel is in a war of its existence, and yet, Stuart, the world condemns Israel for protecting herself. Because the concept is Israel's doing nothing for the civilian population. Stuart, yesterday alone, April 3rd, 217 humanitarian aid trucks were inspected and transferred into the Gaza Strip. 126 trucks were distributed within the Gaza Strip by UN aid agencies. 179 with hundreds of thousands of meals were airdropped over northern Gaza. 25 trucks carrying food aid by the private sector were coordinated into northern Gaza. But Israel's doing nothing. Israel's doing nothing. Israel should not only fight for its own safety, but protect the people who are threatening to kill them. I love that. Now, if you guys want to see a great video, watch Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil had 2 Palestinians and 2 Arabs, including the son of Hamas, on his show. And the Palestinians there, pardon me, were spewing hate. Israel, they could not bring themselves to condemn October 7th. You got to understand Hamas is angry. Hamas is justified. This is a justified war. We've been under Israel's attack forever. The brainwashing was absolutely fantastic. And Israel's to blame. And here is, Dr. Phil, who is not Jewish, as far as I'm concerned, shocked, like going, what about? Moussa Hassan Youssef, who is the son of Hamas, who is one of the sons of the leaders who was on the show, basically looked at them and says, you know what? I no longer differentiate between Hamas and you pro-Palestinian. Because you know what you guys want to do? You want to annihilate Israel. And how can you go have a peace treaty, as you called it, which it's not. It's not a peace treaty. They want a two-state solution. That's not a peace treaty. Okay, let's be very clear that they want a two-state, they want to force Israel into a two-state solution when this side of the room wants to annihilate you.
Well, hang on. When you say a two-state solution, is it a two-state? Is it a launching pad for more attacks like October 7th?
1,000%.
Right.
And that's the problem. It's not about security and safety for Israel because they know that if you look around them, Iran proxies are surrounding Israel from Lebanon, with Hezbollah to Yemen with the Houthis. Any weak government, Syria, any weak government, Iran is there. Front and center. And do you know the interesting thing is Israel is expected to provide full aid, but not from not from Egypt and not from Jordan and not from any of the brothers and sisters who claim to help the Palestinian cause. Zero. And you know what's fascinating, Stuart?
What?
Even more than that is that the propaganda spewed for the last 6 months were over 180 days. Since this attack, there has not been one mention by the Palestinian side of releasing the 134 hostages.
Wow!
There has not been one mention that this entire conflict could be completely, finished if Hamas was held to account. The United States, UK, Canada were getting thank you cards from Hamas for further condemning Israel and emboldening them at the negotiation. If you think those hostages are going to be released, if you think there's going to be a ceasefire, the answer is it's not. The Egyptian president doesn't want a temporary ceasefire. He wants a permanent ceasefire. He is frightened of Hamas entering into his country and trying to destabilize his government. And this is terrible. Same thing in Jordan. But what does the United States do? In typical Obama fashion, throw their ally under the bus and blame Israel for all that's wrong. Congratulations, Mr. Biden. I hope you win Michigan, but lose 49 other states.
You know, David, I'm finding a hard time to have a comeback line on that. Listen, the reality is we're at an inflex in history, a flexion point, where the left is so left and the right is so right. But it seems that both sides just want to forget what really happened on October the 7th. I think that it's amazing. No, they want to forget. They want to forget. They don't want to be bothered recall.
Who is the both sides?
Democrats and Republicans. Canadians and Americans. Germans and
I don't agree. Separate politicians from the general population. I got to tell you, study after study, stat after stat continues to show that politicians still are distant from what the population approves. The United States population, the majority of Americans and the majority of Canadians and the majority of Brits and the majority of anybody in Western society continues to condemn Hamas for what they do. It is the politicians. It is the media. It is your universities that continue to say that Israel is complicit of genocide. Israel is the one to be blamed. Israel is not protecting the Palestinian population. Israel's trying. It's just that. And they have the louder noise. That's the problem. They have the voice boxes.
But did you not hear how many hundreds of thousands of people the American military killed post 9/11? I told you it's 432,000.
It doesn't matter.
How many states civilians does Vladimir Putin? Okay, because everyone is just ignorant or blind to just forget all these other conflicts.
But you know what, Stuart? It's funny because, you know, Israel is blamed for everything that's gone wrong, but not pointing the finger at Russia, Iran, you know, for supplying all of the arms to Hezbollah. And, you know, the funny thing is we're talking about the Palestinians and the Palestinians. We're ignoring the fact that, by the way, there is still a battle in the north, that Hezbollah continues to fire rockets into Israel. Nobody says boo about that because no Palestinian is hurt in this at all. Okay, just to give you an idea, instead of Iran continues to threaten Israel again and again and again. Again, nobody's going to say anything about that, God forbid. The Houthis continue to attack. No one wants to talk about that because it doesn't really make a bloody difference.
They're afraid to escalate in the Middle East. They're afraid to let Iran go like this. Do you know what the funny thing is? I hate to invoke the Donald Trump, but Donald Trump made a statement, and I think it's so true. In 24 hours, Iran will be knocked to the Stone Age.
Yeah, but that's bluster from Trump, and I get that. But let me ask you a question, Stuart. You know, the world wants to condemn Israel. How many rockets have been fired since day one into Israel, since the first attack? How many rockets do you think Hamas has fired?
So let me just take a guess, 25,000 to 35,000?
No, it's approximately 14,500.
How many
Israelis are displaced from their homes because of the war in the north and with Hamas? How many
million?
No. You're cut your zero. 102,100 Israelis have been displaced. Okay. 11,500 are injured. 1,483 are been killed. You have
200. How many hostages?
There are 134 still left in captivity. 112 were rescued. So that means 246 were captured on October 7th.
Has Hamas been following the Geneva Convention?
No, but you know the statement.
Has
I love the
Hamas
statement.
Been no, firing no, no. the articles no. of war?
No, forget about Hamas, Stuart. It's the people who spew the hate. On that same Dr. Phil clip, and people, I wish you go and look at this. Dr. Phil, a Palestinian woman says 92% of the death are innocent civilians. 92. They throw numbers out as if it was like they'll make it up just to make Israel bad. Not a single fact. But where were the fact checkers? Oh, wait a minute. That's only reserved for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
All the stuff that you want your media to do properly isn't. And you know what? It takes a guy like Dr. Phil, a Douglas Murray, other people like that who are not Jewish, but who believe in humanity, saying, what the hell is wrong with you? And Stuart, on wrapping this up, when the world, the politicians condemn Israel the way they did, all you give is more power to Hamas to refuse to negotiate, which forces Israel to take a stronger hand. So if you politicians want to get elected, let me give you a hint. Force Hamas to disarm and release the hostages. The war is over.
And that's a wrap for today's episode. A huge thanks for you lending us your ears, your time, and spending it with the Rant Network. It's been a pleasure for David and I to share this thought and these discussions with you. Your support means the world to us, and we're excited to welcome you back for even more engaging, insightful podcasts or videocasts, depending on where you catch us, whether it's Facebook, YouTube, wherever. Remember, we're here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. And don't forget to stay connected. Visit us on our website. Visit us on our social media channels. Don't hesitate to let us know your thoughts, left or right, or from spaces unknown. Let us know your thought-provoking questions, your topics we're very passionate about. So everybody, thank you for joining. Until next time, keep on ranting. Keep the conversation flowing. Take care. David, wrap it up and say goodbye.
Peace, everyone.